From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, Syngenta field trials provide insight on what effective multiple modes of action in cornfields can offer for weed control. Now, the Grow More Experience site shows the performance of biclofarine, an effective ingredient, and Acuron Flexicorn herbicides from Syngenta. Kevin Schull, Syngenta Agronomy Service representative from Illinois, shares the results from a Grow More Experience site trial.
So we have two different Grow More sites in northern Illinois, one in Pontiac, Illinois, and one in DeKalb, Illinois. Both sites had pretty much the same treatment list and trials. One was a corn herbicide trial where we conducted tests on just looking at active ingredients of our products versus their competitors. And then the other trial type was what we called the corn physical properties trial, and where we took pre-emergent herbicides of the pre-mixes and broke them out into their AI parts and looked at how they controlled the target weed. The target weed at Pontiac, for the most part, was water hemp. And the target weed up at DeKalb was giant ragweed.
Well, he says the different modes of action in Acuron performed well.
We had a very good year this year from a weed standpoint. Both locations had high pressure of common water hemp and giant rags. We were able to show the differences of the effective modes of action of our products versus the competitors. We looked at components of Acuron with a dual tool magnum, Callisto, a bicyclopyrone, and atrazine. We could really show the four effective active ingredients in the Acuron premix and how they controlled water hemp.
Now, he says farmers need to scout and understand what weeds are in their fields and understand what components are in the herbicide they're using. He says multiple effective modes of action are key to weed control success.
Yeah, exactly. That is the number one key, you know, not only from a pre-emergent herbicide standpoint, but also on the post-emergent herbicide standpoint. So, the grower doesn't know what the components of the herbicide are. They're really not understanding how that herbicide is going to effectively kill that weed. So if you only have one effective mode of action for that weed, weeds out in the field that are resistant to that mode of action, you're selecting for the resistant weeds out there in the field, and that's going to become what your population is. The components of Acuron are, number one, dual tube magnum. The second is Callisto, which is an HPPD inhibitor. And then also bicyclopyrone is also an HPPD inhibitor. Bicyclopyrone is complementary to Callisto. So you basically got two different AIs working at the same site of action, which really gives you the highest HPPD load in the industry.
Well, as growers prep for the 2018 season, he offers you this advice.
Making sure they understand what their weed spectrum is out there in the field, and then creating a herbicide program that will effectively control that with multiple effective modes of action. So a product like Acuron fits very nicely as a pre-emergent herbicide. Most of the time we're looking at doing more of a foundation rate of it, and then come back with a post-emergent application of, say, either Acuron or Halix GT post-emerge. They should be able to get very clean field with that herbicide combination.
Well, that's Kevin Schull, Syngenta Agronomy Service Representative from Northern Illinois. Okay, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll wrap up what's going on inside agriculture.